we've been talking a lot about New Hampshire voters this morning. Maybe it's time we talk to them. And we have three voters with us this morning. Craig Gallant, a high school teacher in Milford, New Hampshire. Joshua Schiefelbein, leader of the Dartmouth College Libertarians in Hanover, New Hampshire. And William Smith, an IT systems engineer who blogs at conservativeblogger.com and lives in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good morning.
Let's go kind of one at a time, because I understand, Craig, that you were actually undecided until just a couple days ago, and yep. Now you've kind of made your choice for Newt.
I was, yes. My wife is much more active than I am usually, and basically she dragged me to a bunch of town hall meetings on Friday, which is one of the great things about New Hampshire, because it's such a small state. All of the town halls are so close together. You can really hit a bunch of them in 1 or 2 days. And we went and saw Rick Santorum, and I was listening earlier, and you were mentioning about their lack of sense of humor. And I think that's an important thing that we get to see in New Hampshire, because you don't get that in the debates and you don't really get it in the sound bites. But when you go and see them face to face, you see them before the cameras start rolling and they're joking. And so Rick Santorum really seemed like a down to earth kind of guy, and he seemed really nice. But there's something about, I think he's a little too wrapped up in a lot of divisive social issues that I don't necessarily agree with. And so that didn't really snag me. And then we went and saw Newt, and I was a fan of Newt back when I really first became aware of politics in the late 80s and then in the early 90s. But the Super PAC ads that were coming out in Iowa, and the baggage ad in particular, really had me fearing that he couldn't be elected. And so I had pretty much discounted him. But then listening to him talk, and I mean, he really reminds me of some of my favorite history professors from college and graduate school. like you said, it's really neat to see them on a personal level.
Right.
And his points really made a lot of sense to me. They sort of harkened back to, I mean, I really came to my political awareness sort of in a military college environment. So
right.
Reagan was a big deal.
Well, you're a high school teacher, so it would make sense that somebody who had a professorial era would appeal to you. Let me go to you, William Smith, an IT systems manager, because you were also undecided for a very long time, but you've now decided on Mitt Romney?
I have, and it was primarily a strategic move of sorts. You know, I still haven't really been, you know, energized or engaged by anybody on the trail. And it's more or less because I think Romney has the best chance at beating Obama in the fall. And that's really the only reason. It's the first time I've ever waited this late. I didn't make up my mind till New Year's Day. You know, I've followed this stuff since I was a kid, you know, 30 years ago. Excuse me. And it's been really frustrating for me, because usually I've settled on a candidate long before this.
Well, why the malaise? Why so the lack of excitement?
I think part of it has to do with the climate. I think New Hampshire voters in particular are tired. It seems like there's been 57 debates, and they've all been on a national scale, and a lot of them have talked about national issues. In addition to that, I think the economy still has a lot of people down. We make modest gains, almost in a two steps forward, one step back kind of fashion, and we never make any real progress toward, you know, getting back to any kind of prosperity in America. I think those two things combined have left a lot of people, you know, really feeling kind of disinterested. I talked to one friend last night. He's, you know, they've got four relatively conservative coworkers, and as of last night, they still didn't know who they were voting for, and I've just never heard of that before in New Hampshire.
Wow, that's Craig Gallant, high school teacher in Milford, New Hampshire. And just now, that's William Smith, an IT systems engineer who blogs at conservativeblogger.com. And now we come to you, Joshua Schiefelbein. You're a little different because you were settled on Ron Paul a little while ago, and Ron Paul supporters seem to be the only ones in this election who are actually enthusiastic about their candidate.
I think that's probably because it helps that a lot of people view Ron Paul as somebody who's maintained consistency and not flip-flopped or left himself completely open to attack. That tends to be one of Romney's criticisms, or Gingrich's criticisms. I mean, they're all great guys. I've met all of them because I worked on the Republican debate here in Dartmouth. I even talked with Ron Paul during one of the commercial breaks. And I was impressed by a lot of them. Really impressed by Santorum, and they were all funny. But it's just that Ron Paul seems to have an air of genuity that college students just seem to like, because he tries to tell it as it is. He's not trying to buy votes as much in our mind. He's just throwing out his stance and letting us support him as is. And I think that's a lot of what college students might like about Ron Paul.
You know, William, we may come out of New Hampshire with still no real front runner. I mean, a lot of people assume it will be Mitt Romney in the end, but it doesn't appear that there's any real person grasping this race and running with it. I wonder, what's it going to take to get Republicans really motivated?
Well, I don't know about the first point. I mean, you know, all polling has Mitt Romney up anywhere from 20 points. So, I mean, that's certainly a much more mandated victory than his 8 votes in Iowa, if you believe that he really won by 8 votes in Iowa. I think the real test after New Hampshire is going to be South Carolina. If he can really post up on people like Perry and Santorum there, I think that it gives him a much more defined path to nomination than perhaps some of the other candidates in the field. Whether or not he gets that, you know, remains to be seen. But I think clearly the first true stepping stone on the way to that is the Granite State today.
Well, Craig, do you agree that Mitt Romney is pretty much the presumptive nominee?
Well, he very much appears to be that way in New Hampshire, but I think New Hampshire is not really a good bellwether for that particular contest because we have so many people in New Hampshire that used to live in Massachusetts, and he's still extremely popular in Massachusetts. Most of my family lives down there, and they all love him. We like him. My wife was a social worker in Massachusetts under Mitt Romney, and so we kind of saw his health care reforms firsthand, and that sort of drove my wife both out of Massachusetts and out of social work. But I think that I think he would be a good nominee. I don't feel much like the other gentleman. I don't feel any sort of excitement or passion about him, which Newt Gingrich did sort of elicit in me. And so I think it's important, as he said, I think you've got three very different electorates between Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And
it could be not decisive. Whatever gets decided today may
exactly.
not be decisive.
Exactly.
Craig Gallant, high school teacher in Milford. Joshua Schiefelbein, leader of the Dartmouth College Libertarians. And William Smith, IT systems engineer who blogs at conservativeblogger.com. All voting in New Hampshire primary today.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.